So let's begin this practice by finding a comfortable posture that supports wakefulness and presence. Finding a posture where there's a sense of ease, and also taking some time to decide what feels supportive for the eyes. You might choose to close the eyes or take a downward gaze or a gaze out beyond you, knowing that it's not so much the posture or what we do with our eyes that's important, but rather the intention that you bring to this practice. And as we begin, starting to bring attention to the sense of contact in the body, noticing anything that might be here. Are there areas of tension or tightness? And knowing that we don't need to change anything. But if it's possible to soften any of those areas, then you might let go of anything you don't need to be holding on to. And as best you can, just exploring that possibility. And of course, remembering that we aren't trying to get anywhere or achieve anything with this practice. The intention is just to simply know what's arising in your experience, moment to moment, just as you are, however you're feeling. As you feel ready, we'll begin to bring attention to an anchor point. That might be the feet in contact with the ground beneath you, the sense of sitting or lying down on the ground. Might be the sensations of the hands wherever they're resting, or it might be the sensations of the breath. And whichever anchor of attention you've chosen, seeing if you can really get curious about the sensations that are there. I'll be offering some instructions predominantly with the breath, but knowing that you can stay with whichever anchor of attention is best for you if the breath does not feel like the right anchor. If you're bringing attention to the breath, there are a few different places where the breath might feel most predominant to you. One might be right at the tip of the nose as the breath enters and leaves the body. Another might be at the back of the throat as the breath moves in and out of the body. Another place you might notice the breath most predominantly might be with the rising and the falling of the ribcage or the belly. Wherever you notice the breath most strongly, just allowing your attention to stay there, knowing you can use any one of the other anchors as well. And as you sit here attending to the breath, it's very likely that the mind will drift off and go other places. And just knowing this is so much the nature of the mind. And the moment you notice the mind has drifted off, that's awareness. And then you have a choice about what to do with the attention. The invitation would be to continue to bring the attention back to whatever anchor you've chosen, the feet, the seat, the hands, or the breath. If you're attending to the breath, one possibility for exploring this would be just to notice the sensations of breathing in. Of course, you'll continue breathing in and breathing out, but kind of leaning the attention to the investigation of what it's like on the inhalation. And then you might also experiment with just focusing on the sensations of breathing out. Putting the emphasis of attention on the out-breath. And then you might bring the attention to the entire inhalation and exhalation. Focusing on one breath after another. And here again, at times the mind may move away from the breath. As soon as you know where the mind has drifted off to, seeing if it's possible to notice, acknowledge as much as you can, letting that be, and then gently and firmly bringing the attention back to the breath or any anchor that you've chosen. Remembering that this is the practice of 1,000 beginnings. And also remembering that we're not trying to change the breath or to manipulate it at all. This practice is truly as simple as breathing, knowing that you're breathing. Just simply aware of the sensations of breathing, moment by moment, breath by breath. Just like an anchor helps to keep a boat from floating too far away, the anchors of attention can really help us with that in the context of the mind. So just like a boat's anchor isn't too rigid or too tight, the boat needs the ability to move on the water. The anchor of attention is the same way. We don't have to focus so tightly or rigidly on staying in the present moment, but rather knowing it's the nature of the mind to drift off. And the moment it does, we can gently and firmly come back to an anchor, the breath, the feet, the seat, or the hands. Now, as you feel ready, we'll begin to expand the attention to take in the whole of the breath, noticing the entire pathway of breath, from right when it enters into the body, moves down through the body, into the belly, and all the way back out. Again, breathing, knowing that you're breathing. Aware of the process of breathing, moment by moment, and breath by breath. And then as you feel ready, We'll take some time now to bring awareness back to the entire body sitting here. Perhaps noticing the feet in contact with the ground beneath you. Or again, you might notice the sense of being seated in the chair or lying on the ground. Or perhaps maybe aware of the hands, wherever they're resting. And here again, knowing that you can stay with any one of these anchors of attention, the feet, the seat, the hands, or the breath. Staying with this is sort of a starting point. And then when you start to become aware of some other sensation in the body that becomes more predominant, just allowing your full attention and awareness to turn towards that sensation. Seeing if it's possible to really get curious about the sensation. Almost as if you'd never felt it before. What do you notice? Perhaps you notice something about the intensity of the sensation, how much space it takes up. Maybe you notice something about the duration of the sensation. And maybe even if it's a sensation that feels quite consistent, if you really get curious, you might notice that there might be some changing quality associated with that sensation. Just taking the time to get curious, seeing if it's possible to really know and encounter what's here in the field of sensations, moment by moment. So as we've had our attention on this sensation that feels predominant, perhaps noticing how you can also shift the attention to include the entire body. So you still might have some awareness of that sensation, but you also have awareness of the experience of the body in its entirety, a bit more spaciousness. It's powerful to know how we have the ability to shift our attention. How is it different if you're aware of this spaciousness to also notice the area that you were sort of intently focusing on? What's here in the experience of the body in its entirety? And of course, any time that we sit for a period of time, thoughts and emotions can arise. Sometimes we might even get caught up in a train of thoughts. So far, when we've been attending to thoughts and emotions, we've just noticed them and brought our attention back to a breath or another anchor. In this practice, there's a chance to explore another way of being aware of these thoughts, feelings, and perhaps even other things that might seem to pull us away from our anchor. Especially when we notice thoughts are repeatedly being pulled to the same theme again and again. Instead of bringing attention back from the thought or feeling, seeing if it's possible to allow the thought or feeling to remain on the workbench of the mind, And then seeing if you can shift your attention into the body to see if you can notice if there are any physical sensations in the body that come along with these particular thought patterns or emotions. If there are unpleasant thoughts, perhaps noticing where in the body there might be a sense of tensing or contraction or tightness, if there are any. When you've identified these areas, if they're there, seeing if it's possible to deliberately move your attention there. So now, if you find distracting thoughts or feelings, there's a new way to work with this. You can bring the attention to the body wherever you're aware of it the strongest, whatever sensations are calling your attention. You can sense them clearly. Maybe even say to yourself, "It's okay. Let me feel whatever is here." And knowing that there's no need to try to change this experience, but rather knowing that there's the possibility to explore it in a non-judgmental, curious way. And also knowing that if at any time you become overwhelmed, you have options. You can open the eyes, stand up, move back to your anchor of attention. You can even move the body or stop practicing. Thinking of this practice as a true practice. Each time you do it, you're gaining capacity. It's almost like dipping your toe in the water. You can kind of take your time easing in. You don't have to jump right into the deep end of the pool. So, if you feel like you would like to experiment, you might choose to focus on either a difficult sensation or a difficult situation. Even if one doesn't exist in this moment, you could choose one from the past. So just taking some moments now to bring this to mind. And then, when you feel ready, deliberately bringing attention to the body, noticing where the sensations are the strongest, and allowing them to take center stage in your awareness. And seeing if you're able to bring curiosity and investigation to what sensations are here. And becoming aware of the physical sensations just as they are, moment by moment. Breathing into them on the in-breath and breathing out of them on the out-breath. And seeing if it's possible to allow them to be just as they are. And if it's possible for you to be yourself just as you are. There might even be a way to just acknowledge what's here with a friendly curiosity and maybe even compassion. And if no sensations arise as you have a difficulty in mind, perhaps noticing any sensations that are present, whether they're associated with a difficulty or not. You might even see if you can breathe into and breathe out of those sensations. And just reminding yourself from time to time that you do not have to like these feelings. It's natural not to want to have feelings like this. Perhaps even saying to yourself, it's okay that these are here. I can acknowledge that they are here. And best I can be with them just as they are. And when you start to notice that maybe the sensations aren't pulling your attention anymore, then you can go back to any one of the anchors of attention, the feet, the seat, the hands, or the breath, and perhaps allowing the attention to rest there. Another option would be to do the same process again and to explore another difficult situation. Just choosing what feels right for you in this moment. Remembering that you're building capacity and that this is always a practice. We're not trying to get anywhere or fix anything. Just simply learning how we might be able to show up and relate to each moment just as it is, because it's already here. And so in the last few moments of this practice, bringing your attention back to the anchor that you began with, a place that you can come back to as often as needed. Again, a place that feels reliable enough or like a touchstone for you. And just as we close this practice, perhaps congratulating yourself for taking the time to explore this practice and to be with your experience just as it is. In just a moment, you'll hear the sound of a bell to close this practice.